Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says nation has placed its trust in its Karma Yogis. Union Minister Pavitra Margarita distributes appointment letters to 129 newly recruited candidates at Dimapur. MLA Dr. Silhoti Arutso emphasizes importance of working collectively for common good of society. And first Hydrangea Fair 2026 held at Kuzama Village local ground in Kohima. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that government jobs serve as a vital means to improve and ease the lives of citizens. He made these remarks while addressing the 19th Rozgar Mela through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister noted that the nation has placed its trust in its Karma Yogis and it is now their responsibility to honor and strengthen that trust through their dedication, conduct and everyday actions.
Karma Yogi प्रारंभ जैसे मॉड्यूल से आपको अपनी जिम्मेदारियां समझने में बहुत सहूलियत होगी। मेरा आपसे आग्रह है कि इसका ज्यादा से ज्यादा लाभ उठाएं। आज भारत का युवा दुनिया के हर क्षेत्र में अपनी पहचान बना रहा है। यही स्पिरिट, यही ऊर्जा पब्लिक सर्विस में भी दिखाई देनी चाहिए। विकसित भारत ऐसे ही युवाओं के प्रयास से बनेगा जो अपने काम को देश सेवा का माध्यम मानते हैं।
The Prime Minister added that every Indian is working with a commitment to make India a Viksit Bharat by 2047 and to achieve this, the country is investing in several sectors. He highlighted that new employment opportunities are being created for the youth of the nation.
आज हर भारतीय एक बड़े संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है। ये संकल्प 2047 तक विकसित भारत के निर्माण का संकल्प है। इस लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति के लिए आज देश अलग-अलग सेक्टर्स में निवेश कर रहा है और इस निवेश से देश के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के लाखों नए अवसर बन रहे हैं, जिसे आज भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग की पूरी सप्लाई चेन तैयार की जा रही है।
The Prime Minister encouraged the new appointees to make the most of the IGOT Karma Yogi platform, noting that it would help them understand their responsibilities with ease. Union Minister of State for External Affairs and Textiles, Pavitra Margarita, today distributed appointment letters to 129 newly recruited candidates at Dimapur District during the 19th edition of the Rozgar Mela. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Margarita congratulated the 129 appointees and described the recruitment drive as a reflection of the center's commitment to transparent and fast-tracked employment generation.
Our Honourable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji is virtually handing over more than 51,000 appointment letters to youths across India today. This massive drive stands as a testament to the government's commitment to fast-track and transparent recruitment. So I extend my warmest congratulations to the 129 candidates receiving their appointment letters at this venue today. This marks the beginning of a meaningful journey dedicated to public service.
The Union Minister highlighted the rapid infrastructural and economic transformation taking place in the Northeast region. Quoting Prime Minister Modi, he said, "The Northeast, once considered as a frontier region, was now emerging as a front runner of growth." Mr. Margarita further said, "The budgetary allocation for the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region had increased by over 235% compared to 2013-14. He also highlighted improvements in connectivity, including the expansion of airports, construction of national highways and rural roads, and the growth of national waterways. Mr. Margarita noted that projects worth 72,468 crores were currently underway in the region. Referring to railway expansion in Nagaland, the Union Minister said the state got its second railway station at Shakuvi after a gap of nearly 119 years. Member of Legislative Assembly Dr. Silhuti Arutso today emphasized the importance of working collectively for the common good of society, irrespective of community differences. Dr. Arutso was speaking after launching the medical health checkup and treatment camp at PWD Junction in Kohima District. He highlighted the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre Initiative, which has traveled across districts providing surgeries, ultrasound, dental and other healthcare services to thousands of people. Dr. Rutso also stated the importance of health insurance cards for availing treatment and reducing medical expenses. He further stressed the need for registration and availing disability certificates for PWDs, besides highlighting the importance of family planning. Also speaking at the camp, State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, Nagaland, Tongpang L. Jamir, urged persons with disabilities to obtain the unique disability ID card and disability certificate to avail government schemes and benefits. Mr. Jamir informed that all district hospitals are authorized to issue disability certificates and encourage PWDs to register under the Nirmaya Health Insurance Scheme implemented by Nagaland Parents Association for the Disabled. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The first Hydrangea Fair 2026 themed Celebrating Flowers, Culture and Community was held today at Kuzama Village Local Ground, drawing flower lovers, growers and visitors from across Kohima and neighbouring areas. An initiative of the Kuzama Empowerment and Skill Advancement, KESA, the event aimed to celebrate flowers, community spirit and local culture while promoting the livelihood efforts of hydrangea growers through exhibitions, competitions, garden experiences, food stalls and other engaging activities. Speaking to Akashvani News Kohima, program lead of KESA committee, Visakhona Hibbo, said the fair was organized to showcase the market potential of hydrangeas not only within Nagaland but beyond the state as well.
Our committee members, we will meet together and explore possibilities of maybe opening up this hydrangea fair every year. Other times, farmers market we do for 2 days, but this year we thought, being the first time, we are limiting it to 1 day. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Growers are insisting that we open for 2 days.
She highlighted that hydrangeas from Kuzama are already being exported in truckloads to neighboring states including Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya and Mizoram, as well as Shillong and other nearby areas. She further said that flower tourism in Nagaland holds immense potential.
Flower brings people together and it is helping our villagers to earn their livelihood also. So when there is intense unemployment, I think this is also one way to engage the unemployed youth.
Mrs. Hibo informed that KESA committee was formed by the Kuzama Baptist Church as part of preparations for its centenary celebration in 2030. Mrs. Hibo noted that after organizing farmers' markets and other initiatives in previous years, the committee identified hydrangea cultivation as a major livelihood activity in the village, with growers ranging from small to large-scale producers. The centre has published draft rules under VBG Ramji Act 2025 for wider public consultation. The Rural Development Ministry said that any person, stakeholder, organisation or institution may submit objections or suggestions on the draft rules for consideration by the 21st of next month. The Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act replaces the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The new act aims to enhance the statutory employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days in a financial year. The VBG Ramji Act 2025 has been notified on the 11th of this month for commencement across all the states and union territories with immediate effect from 1st July this year. And members of Biodiversity Management Committees, BMCs from Nagaland, supported by the Nagaland State Biodiversity Board, NSBB, participated in celebrating International Day for Biological Diversity 2026 at Indian Institute of Forest Management, Bhopal, yesterday. During the event, SHGs from Nagaland showcased biodiversity-based produce in an exhibition. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Mohan Yadav, Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, other dignitaries and officials from the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change visited the stall and appreciated the enthusiasm shown by the BEMCs in their efforts to conserve the biodiversity and local traditions. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says nation has placed its trust in its Karma Yogis. Union Minister Pavitra Margarita distributes appointment letters to 129 newly recruited candidates at Timapur. MLA Dr. Silhutio Rutso emphasizes importance of working collectively for common good of society and first Hydrangea Fair 2026 held at Kuzama local ground in Kohima. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.